And welcome back as we continue our journey through the Wednesday edition of the Pat Miller Program, such as it is. And with me, great friends of ours, not just of the program, but for the lovely Mrs. Miller and I personally, Tracy and Kenny Barr. Of course, we know you guys from Shepherd's House, which is how I first met you guys. But we've been together. We've been known to haunt several restaurants in the area. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, and we've only been thrown out of two, so I think we're doing pretty good
you
about
know,
that.
2 out of 11 is not bad,
yeah.
Really. Okay. I know some guys that go bar hopping, which I don't do, but their record is not nearly as good as ours.
That's correct.
So, we were talking the other day because when producer John and I went out on O'Day Road, and we were out there for the unveiling of the Vietnam Memorial Wall, that 80% wall, which is astounding, by the way. Tracy, that's an amazing thing to see, isn't it?
Yes. I would say that it's Fort Wayne area should be incredibly proud that we are privileged to have such a monument.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And my understanding is they're looking to do some form of the Korean monument here and some
yes.
form of the World War II monument here. That would be crazy.
It would be. And it would be awesome for those veterans.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. And we've been thinking about that a lot lately because it has been a year and a half since we've even thought about taking an honor flight, because, you know, and now honor flight, the national board has now approved that we can start going on flights starting in September. So knock on Formica, we're still able to do that and
yes.
we keep it going. We've lost 29 veterans who were scheduled to go on flights, the two in the spring, two in the fall last year, and the two this spring. And they,
yes.
they're not around to go anymore, so we
no.
want to make sure we get it done. We're going to have three this fall, trying to start to do some makeup.
Mm.
But that started a conversation which intrigued me a little bit when we were at lunch the other day, because we were talking about how healing that wall was. Mm-hmm. You could see healing that day out there at the unveiling, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny
can
speak to that.
I went with a friend of mine who will, out of respect for his anonymity and his day, will go unnamed, but... and that's part of the reason I didn't look you and John up, because he was
yep.
having such a great day that I wasn't going to force that up. And I wanted to witness it, because I'll never see that again
yeah. Yeah.
in my lifetime.
Well, and you didn't want to muck it up by introducing him to me, because that would destroy everything.
Well, unfortunately, he already knows who you are. So, but we saw you from a distance, and he said, oh, we got to go the other way. Don't
yeah.
don't go that. Don't go get close to him to that. But he kept running into people who were wearing insignias that he recognized and were there chewing the same dirt he was. We're standing in a line for the buses, and we struck up a conversation with a fellow who was even shyer than the fellow I'm with, and we got offered a ride to the venue. He said, nah, I think I want to stay here. I went, ah, that's a lead into my day. I don't know
mm-hmm.
where that's all going. But
mm-hmm.
I would say that either five or six different times we ran into people that he'd never knew before. One little guy, it was funny. My guy's about 6'2", probably 6'1", 6'2". This guy couldn't have been more than about 5'4", 5'5", but he had a sergeant stripe on.
Uh-oh.
And my guy stood straight up and said, hiya, Sarge. And Sarge says, welcome home. And bang, they were talking.
Wow.
Just like that. And it happened over and over and over again. And I said, this is a big day. This is really
yeah.
neat.
Well, you know, this past weekend, Tracy, we had the thing. You guys came out to it,
mm-hmm.
That Honor Flight set up, although it wasn't a quote-unquote Honor Flight event. It was a way we had this little drive-through thing
mm-hmm.
where the veterans drove through, and those from various groups along the way, including Shepherd's House, but those of us there from Honor Flight and others were able to just kind of love on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked down through the line of cars before the 11 o'clock event actually started. There was already some serious healing happening. Not with me so much. I was like one car behind this group of guys ahead of me that were welcoming all these guys, Vietnam vets, Korean vets. And guys were hugging guys they had never met before in their mm-hmm. whole life. I mean, there really is
mm-hmm.
an incredible camaraderie, isn't there?
Absolutely. We see that all the time. You know, when we get a new veteran at the house, there's an instant connection. I mean, whether it's the branch they served in as a Marine
right.
or their age, knowing that, hey, maybe we served... And some of them did serve in similar, you know, close proximity to one another.
Remember the two guys that kept looking at each other?
Yes.
For about 3 days. It's like, I know you from somewhere. And one of them finally dropped a code word on the other. You know how they say General MacArthur? And
yeah.
You'll get, well, that's what they did. And they went, I remember you, and it was in Guam or some crazy place.
No kidding. Yeah. So 40, 50 years after the fact, I know you.
We served together. So, yes, there is an instant connection.
Yeah.
For sure.
I know that sometimes when somebody comes to the house, every resident is not a model resident, that sometimes they come with so much baggage, they're extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It takes two or three swipes at the side of the thing until you really get going with them, or maybe they don't pan out at all.
Mm-hmm.
But for those that do,
mm-hmm.
the reward for that for you guys has got to be incredible.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely feels like you just keep planting seeds of kindness and goodness and raising the bar for them and keep instilling in them that there's dignity, that they served our country, keep going back to what we know to be good. Mm-hmm. And of course the faith piece in our, you know, in what we stand for as an organization,
right.
You know, providing that to them. It's a huge, just good feeling to know, hey, that guy got it. And he's going to be better when he leaves here for it. So all of the staff feel that way. And we all work very hard.
And you know, what's even cooler for me, when the families come back,
okay,
they fix the fractured relationships they had with their children, or the ex-wife, or mom, or whomever.
So a year or two after they left you, things get glued together, and everybody comes back by to say thanks?
Yeah.
That's got to be incredible.
It is. Sometimes it's a Facebook post. Sometimes they put it out there for the world to see. You know, Shepherd's House saved my life and gave me not just my life back, but my children. I hold my head high. You know, men that are grandparents want their grandchildren to see that they, even though you make mistakes in life, you can put things back together and there can be new life for you.
You mentioned the faith element.
Yeah.
You two are believers.
Absolutely.
We know others that are in leadership and helped found the house that are faith people. Kim and I are people of faith. But people need to understand, even though your faith is preeminent and you don't shy away from it, it's not like when a guy gets delivered to your house for admission, it's not like you greet him at the door, take a gospel tract and slap it to his chest and say, go home and study this. I mean, it's there, but it doesn't, you're not going to treat somebody differently mm-hmm. because they believe or they don't believe.
Correct.
In fact, sometimes the way that you receive them as an individual
mm-hmm.
makes them maybe, a little more open to receive Christ because of that?
I think so. We've also started a process that I think's a good one for us. Myself and our homeless liaison tried a three-way interview the veteran prior to him arriving, if it works out.
Mm-hmm.
And we just tell him, hey, you know, we just want you to know we're a faith-based organization. We honor your background, whatever that might be, and we want you to know what we're about and that we'll respect where you're coming from. So they know most of the time before they arrive, you know, even though we're Christian and we're faith-based, if you're not, we'll still love on you. We'll still treat you equally, and we'll help you down the way.
Which is what we're called to do, by the way.
Right.
So that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
So when you have somebody come in, and some of them that are brought in, Kenny, actually end up in the Pat Miller room,
yes.
Somebody asked me, they said, what's the Pat Miller room like? I said, it looks like the other rooms, except the inner walls are all thick rubber. Okay, so that's what that's
not
like.
Not really, but.
Yeah. When you guys brought us all down there for the day that you unveiled that whole Bob Chase suite, which is an incredible place, Kayla and I had no idea that there were parts inside that suite that were going to be rooms named after us. That still is one of the most amazing things to me. But when people come, Kenny, and they, how do people most often come to you? Do they come to you because they self-admit? Do they come to you because they doctor admit? Do they come to you because they judge admit? Or is it all the above?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little of everything. And we don't keep numbers on that particular side of things because we really don't care.
Yeah.
But we're happy that they're there. We're happy they're alive. We're happy that they've made the decision that, you know, I'm 63 years old or whatever. I can't keep doing this. I'm going to die. And so, you certainly are. And we want to make sure that your spiritual life is straight. And I tell every guy in the house that when they come in, because I do the intakes. So I get to sit and talk to them for probably an hour, hour and a half. And again, we don't Bible thump them or slap a track upside their head or anything. But I was just telling a guy last night that was at a fundraiser, said, we talk the talk, but we got to walk the walk. And that's what we do there. Trace and I try to live it out in front of all of them and stuff. So it's they all come from different angles. They all have a different set of baggage. One of the things we do is read a letter and said, we understand that everybody's different. There's no such thing as a one-shoe-fits-all recovery program. So you get honest with us. Tell us why you think you're doing what you're doing and why you make the decisions you make, and we will get you through that. But you got to be square with us.
Yeah.
If you hide it and bury it, it's going to be tougher.
Yep.
But we'll get you.
We've got Ken and Tracy Barr here. We're going to be back in just a second. We need to go to a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk to him a little bit. And some behind-the-scenes stuff, I want to know exactly what the admission process is like. And I need to have somebody fill me in on some details on exactly at Shepherd's House. What is the she shed and what does it look like? And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we come back in just a minute. This is Pat Miller on Wobo 1190 AM 107.5 FM. Hi, everybody. And we're back with another segment of the Pat Miller program on Wednesday. So I kind of teased it a little bit. I mean, I want to talk about admissions and the guys and all that. Mm-hmm. But you made an announcement to me in a private phone conversation the other day. And you said, yeah, it looks like we got everything approved. And they're going to start working on the she shed. And I'm like, what? All I could see in my head was that one commercial, you know?
And that's where it came from.
Yeah. But you guys have a she shed, and it's all the way up on the third floor, right?
Yeah. We actually, we were in desperate need of more office space.
Okay.
Things have expanded, and we just have more people, and we're elbow to elbow and stack to stack with stuff. And we were blessed with some donations that we had no idea were coming. And Lonnie, being the contractor that he is, started putting some numbers together and going, you know what, we can expand the offices. So once the plans got laid out, I said, ha, I can see who's in there. A, B, C, D, they're all gals. We might as well call this thing a she shed.
There you go.
And I'm wanting to get a stoplight outside the door. So if it's red, we know it's having a bad day. And
nobody
no
going there. Nobody
yellow,
in there.
See how brave you are. And green is a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. Go in, but go in with your hat in your hand because they're still the bosses. No, but that is awesome, though. And it takes a lot. I mean, when I've been there, I've seen four or five ladies working in and around the office, plus you.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to make that happen. I mean, you know, and you're back and forth, just your communications with the government,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes with a congressional office or a Senate office.
Right.
Kenny mentioned something that, and this isn't to pat us on the back. I'm just always amazed by this. How long ago were you guys our recipients on Penny Pitch?
3 years ago.
3 years
Is that
ago.
What
yes.
Okay. Because every once in a while you'll send me a text or something and you'll say, we just got another check for $5,000 or $4,000 or $10,000. And you'll say, and it looks like the reference is back to somebody who found out about us because of Penny Pitch. So even though Penny Pitch is over 3 years ago, the people that gave to us that year perpetuated something where we could keep you in front of people, and it just keeps going.
Yes.
Yeah, we like to blame you for that.
I'll take that blame.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it's true.
It's some people call, I call it the Pat Miller effect. It's the Pat Miller show.
Well,
you know, so it's a good thing. You know, Penny Pitch, and when things are good and you have so many listeners, you know, nationally and internationally, we have gotten checks. We're just scratching our head going, you know, we think they were a listener of the show, you know, and it's just a wonderful feeling to see that, keep that ball, keep rolling, and it just helps us immensely.
Well, you know, just to see the guys, and I'm not at the house as much as I'd like, but like when we rode with you guys in the Memorial Day parade, and Fort Wayne, thanks for coming out for that parade. That was the largest crowd I'd seen in like forever for Memorial Day parade, so thank you guys for that. But when we were there out in front of the house loading the two or three vans that were going down to the parade, just to see the guys from the house and how they interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them even take a little bit of leadership role with each other.
Yeah.
That is really cool to see.
Yeah, you know, the program was founded, and kudos to Lonnie and Barb Cox, that, you know, this is their program and this is their house. So everything we've set up is veterans helping the veterans. That's part of the motto, but part of the responsibilities, you know, when you're in charge of something, you take pride in that, whether you're in charge of the pantry, whether you're in charge of donation clothes that come in off the porch. They all have jobs, and they step up to it, and they help each other. And that's what I believe makes Shepherd's House unique, that we involve them in the process and the responsibilities, and the staff entrusts in them that responsibility, and we come alongside them and help them.
Mm-hmm. You know? Now, do you still have, because I remember we had some people that asked us after the fact, after the Penny Pitch, is there still a way I can give? Now, I'm just guessing. You guys probably don't turn down a whole lot of checks.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So you're an open book. It's kind of like when I had Miller Insurance. I told somebody one day, I said, well, I'm a nonprofit. And they go, Miller Insurance is a nonprofit? I said, yeah, well, we didn't start out that way. That's just how it ended up. but you guys, I mean, if people want to give to you, they mm-hmm. would find you where they would give to you how?
Yeah, shepherdshouse.org. Click the giving button.
Okay.
And you can give via PayPal.
Okay.
Online. And a lot of people, there's been a big increase in that. People, it's just easier.
Yeah.
Instead of writing, some people like the old-fashioned check, and some people like to just come into the business, the Shepherd's House, and say, hey, I want to talk to somebody. I've got a check I'd like to give, and they want to make a personal connection.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you still do that? I mean, school isn't in session right now, but do you still like to have not hundreds, but small class groups come through? Is that still something that can happen?
Well, soon, because okay. COVID restrictions are slowly easing. We have to be very careful with the CDC
right.
and what the VA wants us to be as far as cleanliness and who's in, who's out. Right now, all the guys who come in have to be COVID vaccinated.
Okay.
Yeah, our whole house is. Yeah.
The last thing we need is 26 or 27 guys all getting infected at the same time.
Oh, please. So yeah, from your lips to God's ear, please.
We've gone through flu season a couple times, and that's not real pretty either. But,
no.
But we have been blessed. We have followed. Actually, we kind of went over and above the guidelines because we're just a little paranoid about that. And we have not had, bang on for Micah, one infection in the house. Not one.
No kidding.
Yep. Yeah.
How unbelievable is that?
That's crazy.
Because some of them leave and they actually go to work through the day and come back home.
Yeah, and you know, the guys that didn't get laid off continued jobs through COVID season. But when they got home, we're like, take your clothes off, get in the shower, take the extra precautions to be mindful of your roomies.
Yep.
And they did a great job of honoring that.
Here's a fresh mask.
Yeah, we had plenty of masks on hand, plenty of Clorox wipes, but back to your question about groups, we're starting this summer to kind of do out because outdoors is beautiful.
Yes.
We have a nice garden.
Today's gorgeous.
We had a gentleman come last Friday and barbecue for us. He's a Marine through the Marine Corps League. Yeah, good stuff. But, you know, groups are starting to ask, you know, and come in. So outdoors is a little bit more easy to pull off.
Yeah. You had seconds. No, you didn't. You had thirds. I know.
Thank you.
No, seconds. Because when I send her for the third plate, it's really her second, and I eat when it comes to the
apartment. Sure.
Don't let him kid you.
Of course it is.
That's right.
We're winding down on time here, and Kenny and Tracy will be with us again on Friday, so you want to make sure you're listening to Friday's program. But let me ask each of you, this is a question together, but it's also separate. For you and you in the house, and then Kenny for you and you in the house, the primary thing that you want people to think about for you or with you today or to pray with you about or whatever that's on your head and heart right now. If somebody's listening mm-hmm. and tonight when they go to bed, when they pray for Tracy mm-hmm. and Shepherd's House, what is it that you feel like you need?
I feel like as far as prayer goes, praying, you know, some people, they don't have the means to give, but they have the ability to pray.
Sure.
Pray regularly, you know, for sobriety, for, you know, PTSD, for men that have mental health problems, that they can be victorious over those and the brokenness in them so that they can be healed and they can get sobriety and have a different life, a sober life. So that's really at the top of my list.
That really is quite the hope, though, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, because when you say, okay, because of brokenness.
Yeah.
You know, to me, brokenness is Kim and I had a disagreement 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. and 35 minutes later, we were over it. Now you move. But brokenness in the scenario of the people that you deal with and their mental and their medical positioning, brokenness there can be so severe.
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah.
We have some extreme, you know, combat veterans. You know, they've seen a lot and they've been through a lot. And I just had a conversation with one of them the other day and said, you know, once you hone in on that spot and you find it and you pluck it, he's just recently become a believer, I said, and just, you know, you've got a new life ahead of you.
Yeah.
Grab on to what God has to say. And, you know, he'll fill that hole, whatever that was, and make it better.
Yeah. Kenny's with us today, too, and not really because we want to hear from him, but he drives Tracy around, so
it was I'm the chauffeur, absolutely.
How do you want us to think and pray for you today and for you and for your position at the house?
I tell the guys, and this sounds a little bit backwards, but when we get a guy who's just absolutely defiant and can't seem to break the addiction, and you get a few of those, unfortunately.
Sure.
So, you know, really the more important thing is we want you to save your soul. If you're going to go off yourself with drugs or alcohol, It's a, we're all going to go anyway, but if that's the route you end up choosing, I want to make sure I see you at the next level, you know? So I think prayer, that we walk the walk, that we remember to treat all these guys with respect, no matter how rough the day happens to get or how tough their day is or how they respond to you. And just remember, you know, it's cliche because it got worn out for a while, but what would Jesus do? You know, and I need help with that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm with you. And sometimes I think that the bracelet and that whole deal almost trivialized it a little bit, where we were all saying it, but we stopped meaning it when we said it. It just became something that you say.
Right.
So I'm with you. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Anytime.
And let me just say, in addition to the house and your work there and WoWo and Penny Pitch and all that, Kim and I treasure you two guys as friends. You guys are you guys are awesome people.
Thank you.
And you make me a little bit better for being around you guys. They'll be back with us on Friday, so make sure you're here for that. And we'll be back with more just straight ahead.
Podcasts by Federated Media.